Let me mention one of the things about your music. You are not in your face in the way that some people are. Some folk musicians are protest type, like, we're great, you're bad, shut up. You don't seem to take that approach very often. And I think it's part of the spirituality that you bring to it, which is a compassionate spirituality as opposed to a self-righteous spirituality. Is this something conscious that you put into your lyrics? Is it something that's changed over the years?
It's certainly something conscious. I think most people, most ordinary day-to-day people, are good-willed. They're good people at heart. They don't want to take something that doesn't belong to them. They don't want the world to be unjust. They do worry about themselves and their families and their jobs. And they certainly have an eye to what benefits them and what hurts them. But I think most people are good-willed and don't want to benefit at the expense of other people. And I think when I meet people who believe differently than I do in terms of politics, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they think they're making the choice that is best. And I think there's no benefit to being self-righteous. There's no benefit to saying, I'm right and you're wrong, even if you are. It doesn't help the situation to put other people in the wrong. My perspective has always been to try to figure it out myself, try to look for the truth, try to raise the questions and make the connections between things that help people perhaps see a little more clearly what the situation is, and then they come to their own conclusions. That sort of breaks down when you get into the levels of commerce and government where there are people who are deliberately mendacious, who are not looking for the benefit of all. At that point, I think it's important to speak truth to power and say, this is wrong and this is why. And whether or not it has any effect, well, that's up to the powers of the universe. But at least you've spoken your truth and seen as clearly as you can. And I think it's important to try to hold on to that core of truth and to not do the double think thing that has been going on where people believe obviously incompatible things at the same time and pretend that they don't see the incompatibility. It's easy to fall into that when we get frightened. And I think trying to lower the level of fear in the world is a good thing, because it's only when people stop being afraid that they can allow themselves to see more clearly and to be compassionate towards the common goals of good for all. When people are frightened, they pull in and they shut their eyes tight, and they go for what emotionally might feel right, whether or not it sits well with their spirit or with their common sense if they look at it.